Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome to episode one. Wait, oh no. Welcome to episode two of season two. If you've just joined us, this is Maria at Maria the Arcana on Instagram and Robin at A Tired Witch on Instagram.
Hello.
So we have a special guest this episode, Michelle from Glitter in the Dirt in Twig and Feather Shop from Instagram is also joining us.
Yay!
Hi!
We're so glad you're joining us. Thank you for joining us. So, Michelle, so tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you start your craft?
That's a two-parter, actually. I think I would say the beginning was when I was a teenager and I don't know, maybe 14, 15. And I bought like all the Llewellyn's books and I had like an old vintage suitcase that I would keep under my bed with like my candles and all my things. And then
that's so cute.
Sometime in my late teens to early 20s, I got very invested in like regular life. You can't see the air quotes I just made, but I just started like, you know, working and partying and doing all those things. And to make a very long story, still long, I think I came back to it in my late 30s.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that does happen a lot, especially like now.
There was that big Llewellyn book burst, where there was all these Llewellyn books that had come out in like the early to mid 90s. If you guys,
that's
I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh yeah.
But it was all those like to Ride a Silver Broomstick and like Scott Cunningham and Silver Ravenwolf. Like it was just all that.
Yeah. It was just this big burst. And I think because of that, a lot of people got into it. And then that was immediately followed by like TV shows like Charmed. That constantly talked about Wicca and stuff like that. So,
yeah, it was a big boom in the craft.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
So,
shall I go on?
No.
I'm laughing at Robin.
Okay.
So what does your practice look like now?
Oh, gosh. It's so different. Like I am probably the loosest witch I know, but that sounds bad. I'm like the most
saucy. This is a sex positive podcast.
Excellent.
So you can be loose.
Excellent. I would say I'm probably one of the more relaxed witches. I don't do a lot of ritual. I honor the Sabbats and for the most part, like I'm a kitchen witch, and so it's cooking.
Oh,
it's,
hell yes.
Deliciousness. And my, it's really kind of all shifted into my herbalism practice.
Mm-hmm.
I found that I have an aptitude for healing and I'm able to kind of direct that energy into the teas and the tinctures that I make. And that's kind of where it sits these days. It's very domestic and very, it's just very quiet, I guess.
I love that.
I love that. I love that. That's my jam. I do
like full mom magic.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where it sits. And like, I like to like herbally, like when it comes to herbalism, I like to back it up with science because there are scientific physiological things that occur in our bodies with plants, which is great
absolutely.
For people who are like, I don't want your nonsense and your whoopity woo, but I'll take a cup of tea if you can tell me that science says it's going to make me feel better. But
yes.
There's an element. If you've ever seen me make tea, I mix everything with my hands. Mm-hmm. And that's where the magic comes in.
I love that.
That's where I'm like infusing my energy into it. And I've seen some, like, I guess I am prone to doubting myself from time to time, as we all are. Mm-hmm. But I've had some really wonderful experiences with customers and clients and friends over the last few years. And so I now kind of, I stand in that power now, and I'm able to, like, to say the words that I'm a healer was really hard for me to do for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But I think I finally got there.
Well, that's good.
I completely relate. And I love that. And especially how you back it up with science and stuff like that, because I find, you know, sometimes in our community it could be very anti-science, and yeah. I'm very pro-science. So it's, you Excuse know, me. It's so great.
Excuse hearing. Me. We can have
Hello. What?
Hello, fellow light worker. 5D is here. Did you guys get that spam message as well? Or is that just me?
No. I don't
know. It's been going around. Nope. A lot of people got it. So never mind. Never mind.
You're so funny.
A lot of people got it. It's not just in my head. Watch, everybody listening is going to be like, I did not get that, Robin. I did not get that message. It was like a spam message that was going around. Maybe you guys will still get it because people are still getting them. And this
was
person,
it like on social media or email?
Yeah, it was on Instagram.
Okay.
It was on Instagram. I deleted it, but it was like, hello, fellow lightworker, and basically goes on to do a rant that's very science denial-y. And
I will be honest, page, if I got a message that started hello, fellow lightworker, I probably wouldn't read it.
Here we go. Hello, fellow lightworker. I found you through some spiritual hashtags. 5D is here. Oh. This is our time. Oh, geez. I'm reaching out because the December 21st Saturn and Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius opened up a portal where anything is possible. Oh. So everybody jot that down. The portal is open. Anything is possible now. Science is fake. Do what you want.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get that.
Drink some neither did I. It's fine. Like, just have some. It's fine.
But yeah, so with that said, it is very nice to, you know, talk to pro science witches.
Yay.
Oh my word. You know, that both. Would have been funnier if you guys had gotten that message. Okay.
I mean, we could go back and I could pretend.
Okay. We'll go back in time for 5 seconds. It's
Who
fine.
Needs authenticity.
We'll edit that out. It's fine. It's fine.
No, I like that. I like that. I needed to know, and everyone else needs to know.
Oh, there you go.
You guys might still get it. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm actually a little, not disappointed, but I'm surprised. Be disappointed. It didn't make its way to me.
Be disappointed. It's fine. No, like, it's fine. Be very sad. It's fine. I'm born for you. If you have just joined us this week, every single week we talk about the upcoming lunar phase and kind of what that means for us in terms of magic and energies and how we can kind of utilize that. Coming up next is going to be on January 28th, which is the full moon in Leo. And with the full moon in Leo, we're going to be looking at a lot of like creativity, energy, confidence, all sorts of energies that are typically associated with Leos in general. However, if you aren't somebody who is, let's say, necessarily comfortable with constant confidence, the full moon in Leo might bring a little bit of anxiety and fear of addressing your confidence, this fear of, am I doing it right? Am I doing enough? Like, oh, I have all this sudden, like, wanting to be in the spotlight and kind of peacocking. I need a little bit more attention. And with that comes insecurity. So you just got to check yourself a little bit. ask yourself, is this based in reality? Or, you know, am I maybe being a little self-conscious? And self-consciousness is still based in reality, but it's oftentimes because we are being a little harder to on ourselves than necessarily necessary. you, when this comes up, we're going to be looking at addressing these fears in a realistic and kind sort of way. You're allowed to say, hey, this actually makes me really uncomfortable, and I'm not comfortable being in this sort of situation, and that's okay. So it's all about a balancing act of, you know, nurturing this creativity and this attention seeking without being necessarily, I want to say annoying. Okay. And I'm just going to say it. And you guys need to just embrace that I called it annoying. It is what it is. Sometimes we can all be annoying, and that's okay. I can't because I'm perfect, but you guys can, and that's okay.
I feel like energies like that is so heightened, like, especially with the pandemic going on, like, because we're all feeling the pressure and feeling like insecure and all that. So
absolutely. And this particular full moon also has Mars in Taurus and Jupiter in Aquarius. And so because of that, it can bring this like kind of angry, fighty energy. So here you are peacocking with the Leo full moon, and then somebody maybe, let's say, doesn't really like your peacocking, and suddenly you're ready to like throw down and like chill. Chill. Healthy outlets are normal. It is okay to feel a little self-conscious. It's okay to have a little bit of self-doubt. Maybe don't, you know, show hands because of it. It's not that serious. It's okay.
That was also foreign. Like, as you're talking about, maybe you don't want all the attention. Maybe you're not comfortable. And I was like, that happens?
Yeah.
There are like, people who don't want attention?
I personally can't relate. Like, I am a Cancer sun, but I am also like mostly Leo for the rest of my chart. And it shows.
I'm just a Libra-ist. I'm like, I'm fine with posting my photos and sharing things here and there. That's good. That's good. That's all everyone needs to know.
Oh my God. I need to talk about my feelings. I need to be seen. I need to be appreciated. 30s.
I'm in my 30s and I still have blue hair. Okay. I love attention. It's like my whole thing.
I had a friend once who called me a look at me. And I was like, what is that? And she's like, that's who you are. Look at me. I'm like, wow, that hurts, but you're so right.
I hate it. For one, appreciate confidence in others, and that, you know, like, this is me. Just deal with it. It's like, I love that.
Too much unwarranted confidence. Like, I have no business being as confident as I am. Like, same. There, I did not earn this. Okay, this is not. I have no like justification, and yet I'm still like, I am here. You will listen to me. Or just like last episode, I will take a dump on your chest. So that is pretty much where we're at.
Oh, God, I'm so glad we revisited that moment.
Goddamn, Carol.
So, if you just started listening to us, every podcast we talk about a random tarot card. We go over the universal meaning and then our own interpretations of the cards. Hearing others' opinions helps beginners form their own opinions, or even those who have been practicing for a while expand their views on other meanings. So, this week we are talking about the sun. On this card, you see a gorgeous sun lighting up the background, along with sunflowers and a gray wall. And in front of this wall is a child riding a horse waving a red banner. The universal meaning of this card revolves around joy, success, fun, innocence, and things being illuminated. So I actually have grown in the past year to view this card differently. While, yes, I do think it represents joy, happiness, and things being illuminated, I see it as a journey of discovering these things, which to me is represented with the child on the horse, because, you know, children with their childlike innocence and curiosity are always constantly on the lookout for things that bring them happiness. So yeah, you might be trying and experimenting with new things and trying something new. And while yes, you are enjoying trying these new things, you aren't quite sure yet what is speaking to you just yet. That is why sometimes when it comes up in readings, especially in romance readings for clients, it can show that someone may be acting immature or flighty to the person because they are still getting their life together and figuring out what makes them happy. So what are your views, Robin, dear?
The sun is a narcissist card and you can't change my mind. the sun is actually very aligned with our upcoming lunar phase, in my opinion. If you look at the card itself, and everything is pointing towards the child. The flag is like moving towards the kid. You have all these sunflowers looking at the child. The sun itself is looking at the child, et cetera, et cetera. And everything is kind of focusing to this central point that then beams out, you know, radiance and joy and happiness. But it's a peacocking card. Everything is focused on it and looking at it. And then that, you know, focus is reverberating out as happiness and joy. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is very self-absorbed. So for me, it is very much so a narcissist card. You know, everything's focused on that central figure. So that can present itself in a lot of ways, but yeah, I actually don't really care for the sun.
I can see that. So how about you, Michelle? How do you view this card?
Oh, I'm going to be so disappointing. I am not a tarot person. I love
That's
it.
Fair.
I admire it. It's not in my skill set. So That's when fair. All I know is like, I'm like, joy, it's about joy. Like, that's my level of understanding. Mm-hmm. I tried so many times and I'm
But
just
I think
very
a lot of people can relate to that. That's very honest and very real. Like, and is a good example of the fact that you can appreciate and enjoy something without being an expert.
Yeah. Like okay. Me with astrology.
Also astrology is basically science and it's very hard on my brain.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. 100%. Yes.
It hurts the old Naguru.
Yeah. But like when I've tried to do tarot in the past, all that comes up is what I want for that person. Like it's never real. It's like everything's going to be wonderful. Because that's just like I assume that's just I give off like a lot of strong energy and I think that's what happens. I can't receive it clearly enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that happens to a lot of people and I think it's very real and honest to recognize that. And I think some of our listeners can actually appreciate that, even if they don't realize it yet.
So In Bulk is just right around the corner, which is usually celebrated on the 1st of February. So we're halfway through winter, lovely creatures. Halfway. We are on the threshold of nature orgasming all over the place. Speaking of orgasming, this is a horny holiday, but I digress. This holiday is also known as Bridget's Day and Candlemas. It is a celebration of the return of the sun and a fire festival. While, yes, the days are getting longer, it is still cold and dark most of the time, depending on where you are at. This is just a great reminder, you know, that warmer weather is right around the corner, so we can start, you know, spring cleaning up our dusty ass houses, especially right now since we are home 24/7.
Speak for yourself.
Doing this will allow fresh new energy to come into our homes when spring does hit. And additionally, it is basically the witches and pagans Valentine's Day, which makes sense because when you think of flame and warmth, it makes sense. It is a great time to spend with your partners and share togetherness. Or if you are partnerless, that doesn't mean you don't get to participate. It just means that it's time for some self-loving. So love up on that body.
Please practice safe masturbation. Don't put crystals inside of you if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
they will break off inside of you. They're filled with bacteria. Please practice safe masturbation. Thank you. This has been a PSA from your mother. If it's a phallic, size-shaped, you know, crystal, doesn't mean it belongs in your body. I'm looking at you, selenite yoni eggs.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they exist.
Selenite yoni make? Do they make those?
They do. Isn't that terrifying?
No, they don't.
They do. I'll link you guys after this. Terrifying.
They're that not, is horrifying.
They're not yoni eggs. You know, they're, quote, not, but they are. And it's... Oh, so please, this symbol, practice safe masturbation. Don't put anything in your body that, you know, isn't meant to come all the way back out. So
all the way back out.
So what you guys doing?
Well, you go first, Michelle.
Okay. I'm, again, very like a very domestic at home, and I like, as you mentioned, we're all just home anyway. So for me, my MLK plans are, they are sexy. I'm going to be planting my garden. Ooh. And MLK is a really good time to do that. It's a really great time. Like you said, the sun is returning, but it's not here yet. But it's a great time to start investing the energy and the intention into what will grow. So I like to do that. And then, of course, I'll be cooking with lots of dairy. Because I know.
This is a good holiday for that, though. It really is. You know, it's great for dairy and cheese.
It is. So there will be a lot of cream and a lot of cheese and any fresh. I live where I think some fresh greens. And I also, there is, I don't, it is considered a fire festival, but it also has a strong affiliation with water. And sacred wells. And so there's that kind of emotional component as well. It's a very, in my view, it's a really nurturing Sabbath. And so that's the kind of energy that I usually work with. And a lot of, you know, I'm sure everybody by now knows, you know, Imulk, one of the translations would be in the belly. And so that's the kind of energy that I'm working with at this time of year. It's a lot about what's coming next and preparing for, you know, the rebirth.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that.
It's a good time, like just touching on the water thing. It's a good time that if you use like holy water or sacred water or anything along that nature, blessed water, that you like refresh yourself at that time. Just a random.
Yeah, I love that.
You're all welcome for that. Imbolc is, listen. It's nobody loves Imbolc. I know these two are like, yes, I do, but they're liars. Nobody loves Imbolc.
Watch that mouth.
We had 5 weeks ago. All right, we're all recovering from all that.
No. We need another reason to celebrate.
You know what? That's what's true. So great about the Wheel of the Year, right? Is that there's always something to look forward to. There's always something coming. Yeah, I do too.
The only thing to look forward to for any Sabbath is bread. Let's be honest. Bread is delicious, but we love bread. And that is why I make bread for Imbolc. I make braided 3C bread. I actually shared a recipe on my blog.
It
was like 2 years ago. I'll post it on the Instagram, the Coffee Cauldron's Instagram, so that way people can use it if they want to. But the rule is that if you use it, you are legally required to send me photos of your bread afterwards. It is actually the law, or you will go to prison. So
do you know what goes really well with bread? Cheese.
Is it milk?
Soft, steamy cheese.
You made me throw up.
I miss cheese.
For me, Imbolc is a very tricky Sabbath, like in like actual reality, because my wedding anniversary is the day before Valentine's Day. I also we have Valentine's Day, and then I also, my husband's birthday is in February. And it's just a lot happening in February that I often forget about it. And so I just make bread.
I think that's enough.
It's any excuse to make bread. And because it is such a sexy holiday, there's nothing sexier than a big steaming loaf of bread.
I don't like the term big steaming loaf.
Oh, yes, you do. You do. You do. Everybody loves it. Nice steaming loaf of bread.
You know what else is really great for Immelk are like Cornish pasties?
Anything, oh, yeah.
Like, that's a really good one to make, too. Ooh,
yes, yes. Honestly, any baked good is great on any Sabbath. And if you disagree, you're committing
crime. Here's me never doing baked goods because... Well, yeah,
that's different. You can't eat bread. That's totally different.
But I do love bread. I mean, I make it for my witches at home, and I like to smell bread. That's as close as I can get to it.
Are you gluten intolerant?
I have to say, from wheat and a lot of grains, mess me up.
So lovely. Even like a gluten-free flour base would not be good for you?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Oh. That's good.
Aren't you a really good quick bread recipe? Doesn't need to rise, and it's delicious.
Oh, she like she's a bread sniffer. She's a really big bread sniffer
and cake sniffer, pie sniffer.
Okay, I have to ask. I'm getting off track, but do you find that satisfying? The sniffing of the things you can't eat.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Except for dairy. Except for dairy.
I love like a good stinky cheese. Like, oh, give it to me.
I literally thought that you were about to say. I just really love sniffing heavy cream. I just love to sniff it. It's hey, something satisfying about sniffing some heavy cream. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Well, my son is like allergic to everything, and so his sister often like holds things under his nose, and she's like, "Do you want to sniff it?" And I think it's cruel.
I do it on my own. If my wife was doing that to me, like, we would be divorced. I'm kidding. I need to be like, I need to smell that.
It must be a voluntary sniff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
But voluntary.
I have to have accepted this sniff on my own. Okay. And if you come to me with your own sniff, we're going to fight.
Consent is key.
Yes. It is. It really is.
Again, back to practicing safe masturbation, guys. Where is this going? Why not? You know, other things I do on In Bulk. Just to get back on track, Bridget crosses. Do you guys remember making those when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm. I've never been able to successfully make one.
Oh, well, I think
honestly, I have I either.
Like, they're always wonky.
Yeah,
well, yeah, they're wonky. The wonkiness is what gives it character.
Yeah, I love character.
Okay, we could run with that. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if your Bridget cross is perfect, like, you're a liar. So
yeah, I do like making a Bridget dolly, though, and then making her her little bed and tucking her in.
I can't dolly. Do that. I've tried. That's my demon. I can't make the dolls. I've tried multiple times. My brain says no. So
did you get your corn husks wet?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm Mexican. We make tamales.
Okay.
Tamales. Yum.
Did we all just go to Tamale Land for a second?
Yes.
Yes.
I made the best for Christmas this year. They were black bean and potato tamales. And oh my God, it was so fucking good. It was
very I just nice. Came really close to my microphone while you were talking. Like, I was going to eat this. Said tamale through my microphone.
Sharing is caring. Thank you.
So, like, seriously, my family, we just, like, light a bunch of candles, do, a house cleanup, and maybe, like, have a little bonfire. And I make chocolate-covered strawberries, some spicy foods. And then, you know, when the little one goes to bed, my wife and I might, air quote, have some special time that involves homework.
Hardcore sex, as they have. Intense marital relations.
I try every Sabbath. I'm like, I look at my husband and I'm like, it's going down tonight. And he's like, why? And I'll tell him why. And then he's like, I don't want to do that.
Like, he's like, this is an assault, ma'am.
Yeah. So then I wind up upstairs masturbating because I'm not gonna loop him in to like, you know, Sabbath sex magic without him wanting to be there. So then it's just little me upstairs having a partner downstairs who just doesn't want to.
And again, like the theme of this entire episode, apparently, circling back, practice safe masturbation, guys. There very serious. Mm-hmm. Our listeners are going to be like, okay, we get it, Robin.
No, I think it should be a t-shirt. Safely.
I'm going to make it a t-shirt. The shirt's just going to say, don't put anything in your body that's not meant to come out.
All the way out. That was the key word.
So Because guys, some of that selenite will stay up in you.
And so partially dissolve. Okay, gypsum is not meant to go inside your body, everybody. Jot that the fuck down.
I really want to know. Now I want to like start doing research and finding out like toxicity issues that might arise just because witches need to know.
Is real, yeah. Like if the crystal can partially dissolve or splinter in your coochie or butt.
Splinter.
Yeah, no. Selenite splinters.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
Oh my gosh.
If you put that inside of you and you're softening it up, you're like looking for Splinter Town USA. Imagine explaining that to the emergency room.
Imagine trying to get into an emergency room right now with that as your issue. They're going to send your ass home.
My gosh. Yeah, great point. The ICU beds are full. Don't go in there with some selenite booty or vagine splintering. Okay? Don't do it.
Gosh, I feel like I know we're really digging into this topic and you're probably not going to include it, but like
I'm going to include it, all of it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like,
I would imagine that there is a contingency or nope, that's the wrong word. That there is a group of witches out there that would be like, that's my jam. I want it to dissolve and I want to be one crystal. And that sounds dangerous. That's dangerous.
Right. So dangerous.
I'm going to Google this. Let's see. Toxicity of selenite. It can cause fatigue, nausea, cramps in fingers and legs. DLTs were acute or of short duration and reversible. It's not reversible. It's irreversible. I know the internet says that it's reversible, but it's not. Don't put it inside of you. Oh my God. It can cause dizziness, nervousness, mood changes, and severe damage to the liver and kidneys, guys. I know you have two of them and you can get rid of the other one, but this is not how you want to get rid of a kidney. And you only got one liver. Be safe.
Be safe. Be safe.
So there you go. That now everybody knows. So just please don't put those inside of your body. Be
safe. Just bake bread.
Just make the only sexy part of this season. Make bread, guys. Just make bread.
Make butter for your bread. Because I'm going to keep bringing it back to dairy.
That sounds so sexual.
Right? Do you know, in fact, that when you're like hand churning butter and there's a moment when the solids separate from the liquids and the term for that is called the butter cum.
That's a true story.
That's a true story. So you want to talk about some sexy time. There it is.
Just make some butter cum, guys.
Boom.
Oh my God. So sexy season. Make some bread. Make some butter cum. Don't put selenite in your coochie. I feel like those are all words to live by.
I think we've done a service to the witch community.
Honestly, I feel like everyone is better now because of this conversation. You're all so freaking welcome. I feel like you may remember those like evangelical commercials that'd be like, he lifts you up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's playing in my head right now. Only I'm the one lifting everyone up.
Just you.
Just me, obviously. Again, circling back to the fact that most of my chart is Leo and everything is about me.
Got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Jot that down, guys.
Duly noted.
Oh my God. I'm going to make so much butter cum.
It's because there's a splash sound when it separates and it makes like this boom, boom sound. And that's how you would know.
Does vegan butter do that?
after this video,
I don't know.
After this, or not this video, after this recording, I'm literally going to YouTube Buttercum and see what comes up.
Oh, I don't know if you want to do that.
Oh, be careful.
I feel like, you know, I'm an adult. I know what I'm getting myself into. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, in modern life, Buttercum. I don't know.
God. I'm not going to break it up like that.
I know, but the internet will do that for you.
It's true.
I'm literally just going to write B-U-T-T space H-E-R space C-U-M and just see what comes up.
Wait, okay. I just Googled Buttercum, just a Google, and it was not smart. It was not a good idea. I promise you it's real history. It's a real history thing. But what came up is not good. I'm going to click on videos instead of all.
Everyone's I came to your podcast, and I left with a very weird browser history.
Guys, I don't even want to read. I both want.
Letter comes up. So that's why.
Yeah, it's got three gay man cum porn. Man butter cum
images. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, okay. Everyone. Don't look up cum butter or butter cum. You're welcome.
Maybe look up history after. I don't know. It's a real thing.
Historic butter cum.
Everyone's going to have really, really weird Facebook ads now. So,
oh my God. I share this computer with my children.
Do not search for this on your grandma's computer. You might leave it up. It would be very embarrassing.
I'm very hot now. Like, get warm in the end of this discussion.
Well, you're welcome, because this is how we celebrate the Sabbath, by getting warm.
Yeah.
Any way possible. If it's like, oh my gosh.
So, really just to wrap this segment up, happy Imbolc, everybody.
Happy Imbolc.
So, Michelle, what is stirring your cauldron right now?
I'm so sorry.
It's
I wasn't ready.
Or not funny.
I think right now, I'm so sorry.
episode.
Well, let me tell you. Right now, what's actually I'm finding very exciting is this freedom that I'm seeing witches and pagans and heathens, whatever they want to call it. That's it. It's that people are finally taking this freedom to choose to express their craft and practice their craft and their versions of themselves. With a lot more freedom, in that you don't have to be all the things. You don't have to be perfect at all the things. You can be like, this is where my magic lives, and then go from there. And I'm really living for that. I was saying, like, I'm not good at tarot. I'm also not good at astrology. I'm like all the things that like most witches would tick those boxes, and they would be like, I have to be good at all these things to call myself a witch. We've finally come to a place where you can simply be a witch without having to prove your shit. And I am living for that. It's very exciting.
I love that.
I do.
Jane, yeah, I really think that like people are making their practices their own and they're like, you know, making it unique to them and following a more like crooked path. Like I even think like if you're part of a more structured thing, you still need to make it your own in some way. So you develop, you know, like a deeper connection to it, you know, and I think it's fun and exciting. You know, I've been witnessing people getting super creative lately, and it's like combining their spell work with their passion. Like if they're really into drawing, painting, or even photography, they're like, how can I incorporate this in a more magic way? And it makes my heart like really happy to see.
Well, because that's the thing, like you don't, in my opinion, in my experience, you don't become a witch. There's no like 12-step program to becoming a witch. You simply are. And so whatever is authentic about you, whatever is magical about you, it's already in you. Like you don't have to prove it. So then to choose to channel that through something that speaks to you, like it could be singing. It can be dancing. Like those are all magical acts if that's where your magic lives. And it's just beautiful.
I love that. I think it's nice. And I completely agree with you. And I think, as Maria said, there are paths that are very linear and they do, you know, there's rules and stuff like that. But you can still make some of those rules and some of the exceptions your own. And it's cool seeing people do that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, people who are more closed-minded about these things tend to forget, you know, that we're still discovering things when it comes to magic. And yes, you know, we should learn from the past and, you know, gather knowledge from the past. But there's so much to learn about the present, especially your present and the future as well. So, you know, things are constantly changing and evolving. And I really think, you know, we should embrace that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
I agree. I love it, guys. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Wow, we're so smart. So, Michelle, what's not stirring your cauldron this week? I told you, it's not as good as Maria's.
No, it's very good. It's probably the same thing that has been not stirring my cauldron for years now. It's the fucking gatekeeping that happens in our community. I'm so tired of it. I'm so over it. And I just find it to be atrocious behavior.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you dim somebody else's shine? Why? Like, I don't.
Totally. What drives me nuts is the gatekeeping and similarly conflating gatekeeping, which is being corrected.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's okay to be wrong. And I'm not saying that it's such a tricky balance, isn't it?
It is.
Because it's such a tricky balance because there are certain things that will always be opinion based, especially in spirituality. Mm-hmm. But like, going back to three segments ago when we're talking about the selenite yoni eggs, right, like, you're actually just wrong on that, and that's okay. And don't tell me I'm gatekeeping because I'm trying to protect your vagina.
I will admit here that I had my own like gatekeeping moment. It was a couple of years ago when being like the whole witchy fashion thing became very trendy.
Yeah.
And there were girls who were, you know, like wearing like the big round black hats a la American Horror Story and like all the things. And I got really rubbed me the wrong way. And one of my friends was like, okay, I get that it's annoying, but what if this moment in fashion, this moment in trend empowers one of them who realizes that she actually is and that she was comfortable saying it and she felt safe saying it? And I was like, okay, damn. Like, okay, fine. We'll let them do it. But that's like, I'm not letting anybody do shit. But that was my gatekeeping moment. And the correcting, like the social media aspect of it, of the correcting people, like the, even in my practice of herbalism, like I'll share a video out of the generosity of my motherfucking spirit, by the way, to like be, hey, here's an herb that, and these are the things that it does. I have 15 seconds on a TikTok video to do that.
Right.
And there 100%. Will be a dozen comments of, well, I do it this way. Or I would, yes. Why don't you do that? Like, oh my God. Like, oh my I make a tincture and then like five comments are like, don't you line the lids with parchment paper? I'm like, bitch, are you kidding me? You want me to take up 3 seconds of a 15 second video showing you how to line?
Not only that, but I, as a user of TikTok myself, that is the most toxic app filled with little know-it-all 14-year-olds I have ever used in my entire life. It makes LiveJournal look like it was a healthy and thriving community. There are so many positive aspects of TikTok that I do really love. But I have never in my life been corrected so aggressively by children who do not know what they're talking about than I have on TikTok. Need I remind you of all when I got canceled for saying water is a good offering?
What?
Oh, yeah.
But this is like, yeah, that's for I hate the term baby witch. I hate it with a passion. I hate it so much. I hate it. I hate it so much. It's just another form of gatekeeping. Like, I think it's so condescending. And, oh, I get really fired up about it. But that being said, I was just about to say that was the baby witches.
No, like, I am completely guilty of this. Like, when I first entered the community, I did say baby witch a few times, not about myself, just about like my wife and stuff like that. But now, like, you know, over like don't know, it was a few years ago that I was like, you know what? Like, you're still a witch. You are a witch. You've started. You're fine. You are a witch, period.
Right.
Like, you're just learning. I think, but we're all learning.
Always.
I think, although I also do not care for the term baby witch, I do think it is totally valid to want to separate yourself as a beginner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because social media makes people feel like they have to know everything about everything at all times. Mm-hmm. And I know that I like just posted about this on Instagram. So people who saw my Instagram post and are listening now are probably like, okay, Robin, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to know everything about everything at all times. You literally won't. You're not a computer. We all specialize in different things and have different strengths and different weaknesses. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, like, I feel like, you know, it's so loud on all social media with the gatekeeping and stuff like that. And a lot of it gets started for like clout and to get hits and to start, you know, stuff. And, you know, it's just incredibly childish. And the more older I get, I'm like, I don't have time for this. Like, go out well, my way.
Doesn't it really fall into a maturity issue? Like,
it does. It does.
I see stuff all the time that I'm like either, oh, that's just wrong, or that's just annoying. But the thing is, I don't feel compelled to make said person feel bad for what they said, unless they're going to harm themselves or somebody else. It's not a business.
Exactly.
So I just move along. And that's what I'd like to say. Just move the fuck along.
I think that it's in part a maturity thing, but I also feel like a little bit comes from an insecurity in their own practice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Those of us that are very secure in our practice know to stay in our own fucking lane. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the loudest people are the people who have been practicing for like 2-3 months. And there's nothing wrong with being a beginner. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to whip out your metaphorical dick to show that you're like the better beginner than this other person. Yeah. Like, we're all – even – I've been practicing for like a billion years. And I still am learning new things every single day. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And I think that – sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just – I think that – humility can be key as well. And depending on what you, like, if you're a person who works with deities or spirit, like if you're not coming with some humility, you're just going to get spiritually bitch slapped.
Totally. And burnt out.
Yeah.
Like, and also just burnt out. Like,
yeah, I'm all for educating, but there is a line, you know, especially when it comes to like forcibly talking about your beliefs, like they're gospel and everyone needs to obey. Now, you know, obviously there's times to be respectful and to listen to people and to hear them out, especially, you know, when it comes to like native practices and stuff like that.
Right.
But like sometimes it's just like, okay, like I try my very best to, when I am talking on my Instagram about anything, I try to say, this is what I do. Exactly. And this is my opinion. And I try to make sure that they realize that it's just my practice and what I view personally.
Yeah, my perspective.
Yeah. So I try to be very, and I think we need, like, as a community, start saying that more, you know?
Have a little humble pie, baby. Mm-hmm.
Here, here.
Well, that's beautiful, guys.
Pie. We brought a pie again.
Let's talk about bread some more.
Or buttercum.
Or buttercum. If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creators that we are loving right now that we think you should check out. And for the one quadrillionth time, these are not sponsored ads. These are something that we just really enjoy and are digging right now. And if you send us a message asking, you're going to get blocked. Actually, not only are you going to get blocked, just like the email I got last week, Maria and I will laugh about you in private. We will screenshot the photo of the email that you send and we will hysterically laugh about how dumb you are. So just don't do that. It's pretty rude. Like, we're just here trying to share. So just let us share and don't be a dick. So
yeah, I mean, well, the people who are sending us stuff and being all like, hey,
they're companies, they're not really
they haven't, yeah, they have even listened to the podcast, so they don't know that we're like,
I'm still gonna say it every single time.
Oh, so, yeah, no, say it
because then wait, we all so know louder. Like we are all know like a community that these guys are dumb idiots, and that's what we love.
Wait, are people sending you things and then sending you emails because you're not shouting them out on the podcast?
They are sending us emails or messages and being like, you know, oh my God, I'm a huge fan of Coffee and Cauldrons. Like, first of all, no the fuck you're not. And then they're like, we would love to pay you guys to feature us. And it's just not going to happen. You suck for even asking that. So anyway, Maria, who are you loving this week, girl?
So I am really into The Book of Candle Magic by Madame Pamita. I think I said that correct. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, I have.
And Judica Illis. I love Judica. Like, I love all of her stuff. So, but this is a great book on candle magic. So it has correspondences in it. It has a bunch of candle spells. And, you know, like, you see when you go to the metaphysical store, you see all these types of different candles that are shaped in certain ways. And that book explains, like, what you can use each one for. It is cool. Such a bit, like, a thorough book. Like, it's seriously, it's really good. I love it. 10 out of 10.
Very cool. Michelle, who are you loving?
Well, I have a current obsession going with Jessica Rao. She's an artist and I love her and everything that she does. And I'm like looking around my house and I can see four of her, like four prints that I purchased and a clock. I'm addicted to her art. And it's just, it's very like, it's animals and plants. Like, it's like wildlife it's and plants. Beautiful. But her illustration is, it's kind of Victorian. It has like a Victorian feel to me and I don't know exactly why, but I just love it so much. And it makes me happy.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. Like, I love it. So good.
We love good art. It's out right now called, I think it's called Floromancy, and it's about the Victorian language of flowers, and it's all her art. And that, yeah, it's sold out right now. I'm waiting to get my hands on one.
Ooh, I love that. Hello. So how about you, Robin? What you loving?
I am very horny for the Gothmancy tarot deck. I just discovered it last week. I will be purchasing it. I've already told my husband, who let out the biggest sigh you would ever hear. It is a tarot deck that is all things like goth, glam, and punk from the 80s.
Not just that, but it's like pastel goth, which is like 100% up your alley. It is
so good. It's by, on Instagram, their account is the, it's like Etch Chain Productions. I'll obviously link all of these accounts in the description of the episode. But it is, yeah, it's very sexy. It's, I want it so bad. I saw the Magician and I was like, yeah, I'm going to need that deck. I'm going to need to have that deck. I will require it. I have another deck on its way too. Like, my husband's going to kill me.
Yeah, I have two heading this way.
It's life fine. I've never actually purchased a tarot deck in my entire life. And so, like, it's fine if I got, like, my first one. Like, it's fine. We hope you guys will join us for our next episode on February 5th. Keep an eye out on Maria and my respective Instagrams. We've also made an Instagram for Coffee and Cauldrons, which is Coffee and Cauldrons Pod, or on our Twitter, which is Coffee Cauldrons, for more information.
Or even better, joining us on our Discord tier, Witches First Coven, on Patreon, so we can answer your questions next time in our part 2.
You'll even get to hear our super sexy voices for an additional 30 minutes-ish for being on the Patreon tier casting and up.
So, again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from @atirewitch on Instagram.
Maria from @MariaTheArcane on Instagram.
And Michelle, who has several Instagrams. We've got Glitter in the Dirt is my personal one. And then there's Twig and Feather Shop, which is for my business. And if I can drop in, my TikTok is @TheGlitterInTheDirt. And that's probably the most active social media that I have right now.
So go follow
her. Oh, and my website.
Okay. Yeah, do it.
Website.
Oh, Okay, it's thetwigandfeather.com.
Yeah, go follow her, guys. All right, you guys ready?
Hey, ready?
Let's do it.
Let's see this.
Right. One, two, three.
Bye, witches!
Really good.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.